you know, we got to get our chemistry together. And it was a lot of stuff, you know, going on. We just got to get better as a team.
What stuff was going on?
It's hard to say, you know. The weather was bad and just, like, sticking with our game plan, stuff we practiced that, you know, it don't always show up the way you want it to.
Corey, I think you had somewhere around 55, 56 balls thrown your way. I know you missed a lot of time because of the hand injury, but you only have 26 catches this season. Is it as simplistic to say is that's a byproduct of all the changes at quarterback and electric chemistry?
I have to say that, but have you watched the games, all the games, from start to the end? Have you seen the targets that I got? I think that should say, you know, should say a lot for itself. If you have honestly watched the game and seen the targets.
What can you do? There's not a whole lot of time left, but what can you and Robert do to try to hasten that chemistry and get it going?
I have to say, you know, come back to work and, you know, this is first game back, but it's on us as a team to, you know, put a full game together.
That one looked like interference by Adam, the second deep one. Did you feel like a flag could have been thrown there?
I thought so. What did you think? You thought so too? Yeah. I thought I was going to get a flag. I don't know why they didn't call it, but you can't go back in time and, you know, change that.
Are you saying a lot of the targets were uncatchable balls? Is that what you mean?
I didn't say that. You just said that. But
I mean, is there something when you say
if you watch, if you have watched the Browns play and if you have watched me play, if you've seen the targets, then you have your input. Everyone has, you know, their opinion. And my opinion is probably different than your opinion or everybody else's opinion.
How frustrated are you that you haven't been able to stream maybe the production that you're
looking for? It's hard. It's really hard. But, you know, we've been through a lot of quarterbacks. I missed six games. That's hard to come back to do. I had, you know, goals before the season, and it's hard to accomplish them when you miss six games and you go through four or five quarterbacks. I think that's hard for any player.
Corey, Pac-Man Jones took a real run at Terrell after the game. Do you have any thoughts about an opponent going after a teammate like that?
Terrell's our brother, you know. We go to war. This whole team go to war any day for Terrell. You know, we can't control what other people have to say. Only thing we can control is, you know, what we do on the field and, you know, what we do off the field, too.
When you're out there competing, I mean, it's easy to assume that guys are talking junk to each other and that, but is it as vocal or that competitive out there?
Depends what type of player you are. Some players like to, you know, scream and shout, like to talk a lot of noise, you know, and some players don't like to say anything. So it all depends what type of person you are in player.
Was there chatter going on with Pac-Man and Terrell yesterday?
I think it was just two guys being really competitive, trying to get the best of each other.
Did Coach use it as a kind of a teaching moment today?
You
mentioned a little bit of that to us, just that you'd rather not see that kind of stuff go on.
Right. You know, what type of team, we don't want to be, getting into, you know, anything. We want to beat you by our play, not by, you know, talking and stuff like that.
So, Corey, are you suggesting that, I mean, I know some of those targets have been throwaways, and they, you know, they go next to your name, but...
right.
But some of the other ones, I mean, are you suggesting that the ball's not on target or it's not catchable?
I'm not suggesting that at all. I just, you know, like I said, we got to find ways and put together a full game, you know, for us and for Coach Hugh, you know, because he deserves that. That man works extremely hard for us. you know, give us the right material. It's up to the players. So, you know, we got to repay him for that, I feel like.
Hugh and Robert after the game talked about the rust that was going to be natural for Robert to have in his first game in 3 months. Where do you think, like, that showed up the most? The fact that maybe he didn't see, coach that maybe he didn't get rid of the ball soon enough? Or, I mean, were there plays where you thought that, you know, RG3, if he's played a couple weeks, would have found me on that play?
It's crazy, you know. RG3 is human, just like everybody else. When I first came back, I was rusty. It's stuff that I didn't know, that I didn't see while I was on the field. This is his first game, and I think he did a great job. He stayed poised. You know, he was always in the game. He never, you know, doubted, you know, even when he was down in the locker rooms, cheering everybody up. And that's what's really, you know, most important and impressive about RG3. You know, it's the guy first game back. Like, there's going to be a little stuff that he knows he has to fix. And he's going to be just fine.
Do you ever think about what could have been this season for you if you didn't break the hand? Because you had that huge game against Baltimore. Obviously, you missed time, and then things haven't really been quite the same.
Right. You know, it's hard when, you know, playing with different quarterbacks and stuff like that, getting in the groove. We're going to be better. I'm going to be better, you know. Like I said, I feel like I let a lot of people down. So I know what I have to do. You know, I'm finished these last three games really strong. And, you know, off season, you know, now I know what to expect from the NFL. Be a lot better coming back.
Is there someone you've, like, leaned on for support, this being such a frustrating season individually? And, I mean, obviously, it's 0-13.
Right. I would say my mom. It's really hard because I come from, you know, a college winning program and stuff, and high school, even up to Little League, you know, I come from winning programs. And, you know, this humbles me a lot. And I know it's going to turn around here because we put in too much time and too much hard work. And, you know, we come together as a team each and every week, and we still got the same goal and the same mindset, trying to get our first win. So, you know, the table's going to turn.
How do you feel like you have let a lot of people down?
Because, like I said, I had big goals for the year and stuff, and I didn't reach them. And I know family and friends back home, you know, they're really excited to see me play and stuff. And I just feel like I let a lot of people down just, you know, being me.
Hard on yourself considering you missed six games with a broken hand?
Right.
That doesn't factor.
No, it's just an excuse.